Yeah.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Transport has confirmed that the death toll from this morning's R34 crash near Vryheid in northern KZN has been revised down from 12 to 10. These passengers were killed after a truck sideswiped a bus carrying dozens of passengers. Over 20 others were left injured. Department spokesperson Indaba Zinhle Sibiya says they are still waiting for a report from the Road Traffic Inspectorate. The EFF in KZN has confirmed that the bus was carrying its supporters. The party says the members were being transported home after attending a Youth Day rally at King Zwelithini Stadium in Umlazi yesterday. EFF KZN spokesperson Chris Msibi says it's devastating as most of those on board were young party members.
We are hoping that it was a merely accident, not that the bus was not in good condition, because we always ensure that when we hire the buses, we check all everything insofar as the roadworthiness of that particular transport.
And on the KZN South Coast, an elderly man is expected to appear in court today after he was allegedly found in possession of explosives. A Hawks team working with local police caught the 69-year-old man at a homestead in the Ugu district following a tip-off. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says the man is actually out on parole for another matter linked to cash and transit robberies.
He was arrested in 2001 where he conducted a cash and transit robbery with his accomplices, and the matter was finalized somewhere in 2005 where he was sentenced to 95 years. I believe he only served 18 years and he was granted parole.
On the international front, Donald Trump says Iran should have accepted a proposed deal over its nuclear program as its conflict with Israel enters a fifth day. The U.S. president's left the G7 summit early, saying he is looking for something bigger than a ceasefire. He's been asked by reporters on Air Force One what that means.
An end, a real end, not a ceasefire. An end, so something that will be permanent.
Yeah.
Or giving up entirely. Is that okay too?
It's hard to hear, but he says he wants a real end to the nuclear problem. Iran's denied Israel's accusations that it was developing nuclear weapons. And in India, the first Air India flight between Ahmedabad and London since last Thursday's crash has been cancelled. No official explanation has been given, although local media are reporting technical issues. 270 people were killed when the plane came down and hit accommodation housing medical students. Durban MP to Maritzburg, a high of 24 today, Richard Spade 26. Your top story this hour, KZN Transport has confirmed that the death toll from this morning's R34 crash near Vryheid in northern KZN has been revised down from 12 to 10. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.